Indiana School Superintendent Tony Bennett says people who become principals from outside the world of education have a lot to contribute to Indiana schools. But as he tells Marianne Holland of Indiana Public Broadcasting, these so-called turnaround principals won't necessarily take the place of talented people who have degrees in education.
Well, it's really not either or. It's a situation. I heard Secretary Arne Duncan make a statement down when we met him at the, or actually heard him speak at the Wallace Foundation when we were there with the Fort Wayne Community Schools. And Secretary Duncan was asked the question about alternatively trained principals. And he said, I know this won't be a popular response, but I believe that, about 50% of this job is intellect. And the other 50% you find underneath a person's rib cage. You find, in between your forehead and the back of your skull in terms of your savvy and your heart. So I guess what I would say to that is it's not an either or. We have to have the best people possible leading schools. And it takes a real passion. It takes a real desire to take on the challenges of leading a school in this century. And so, again, I believe we're going to get great principals out of alternative pathways. I think we're going to get great principals out of our current pathways. And our job is to take the best from both and make sure Indiana schools have those.
How do we open up the role of principal to all kinds of productive people and not, at the same time, push capable educators out of the way?
Well, we've said many times that there are three facets that will improve Indiana education. It's competition, freedom, and accountability. And when you bring productive people from all walks of life, and you bring the brightest and the best from the schools of education who have been trained traditionally as principals, that is a competitive environment where kids and schools and communities benefit. So I don't really think of it as pushing people out of the way. I think it is as an opportunity for talented people to compete, talented people to have the freedom to do a job like they've never done it before. And it's amazing that the talented principals we meet, they embrace accountability. They want to be measured. So we kind of see this as an opportunity for those productive people from other walks of life and traditionally educated principals to walk hand in hand and make Indiana schools better.
Is it helpful for business leaders to give guidance to schools and teachers and principals on what is expected of students as they prepare to enter the workforce or go to college?
It's vital. It is absolutely vital that we do a better job of interacting with our communities in terms of what is expected of children. What are the 21st century employability skills? What are the technical skills? What are the technical what is the technical knowledge that children need to have in order to make our communities economic development centers? So we need Indiana businesses, we need Indiana communities to begin to take more ownership, to have more buy-in into the schools, so that, again, we not only have schools as true community centers, but we truly have schools reflecting and producing to the needs of the communities.
That was Indiana Public Broadcasting's Marianne Holland talking with Indiana's Superintendent of Schools, Tony Bennett. Tomorrow on our series, The Principal Factor, WFYI's Sharon Allseth takes a look at how the roles and training of Indiana's high school principals is changing.
The job changed because now I was to lead professional development. I was also to turn around academic success of students, which was never a part of any of the courses that I took to be a principal.
That's on part two of our series on the changing role of Indiana's high school principals. For WFYI News, I'm Mary Hartnett. This project is part of the Principal Story Outreach Campaign, which is made possible by a generous grant from the Wallace Foundation, a source of ideas for improving school leadership. Visit www.wallacefoundation.org/principalstory.